Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Welcome to Clan Chat, folks. Murph joined by Landon Bowe. Retro night at Brayhead Arena on Friday. And certainly for you, Landon Bowe, you were a little bit retro this past weekend. Country night. The Alberta Slosh took center stage. Looked like you had a lot of fun. And sometimes that's what it's all about. Sometimes you just got to have fun.
Yeah, absolutely. I was super happy to be able to do that. My wife brought it up to me that I should try and figure out a way to rope it in. And yeah, make it work and add into the night. So I just wanted to do the video during the week so everybody could figure it out. And I guess getting to do it after the game, that was kind of just a play it by ear, depending on how the game went and if the staff down there wanted me to go out and give it a little spin.
And you worked it in nicely, roped it in. Your wife got you to rope it in. The whole country thing was fun. I'm a big country music guy. You clearly are as well, where you grew up. Talk about that a little bit there, because we don't often associate country music with French Quebec or French Canada. And certainly Simon Desprez was well game to join you at center ice.
Yes, I'm in. He's always there for a fun time. So I knew I was trying to ask around. I'm like, does anybody want to do this with me? And nobody had any idea, and Simon didn't at all either. But he's always there to help put on a show, and he was more than happy to come in and make himself look a little bit silly for everybody. But yeah, definitely added to the show.
Do the players enjoy the sort of theme nights? I mean, you've got the Valentine's night, and there's a Christmas jersey, and now retro night coming up, which I think is a real nice nod to what's gone before. But country night is always one of those fun ones, and Coast to Coast was in town as well in Glasgow. But do the players take notice of that and enjoy it?
Yeah, it's always fun, you know, whenever we get to have a new jersey to wear, just kind of switches it up. Some of the jerseys don't really match my equipment per se, so sometimes it looks a little goofy when I'm wearing it. Yeah, but it's always interesting to see what the staff have designed and what kind of special nights we got going on throughout the whole year.
And did you get to, you wouldn't have been busy, but did your wife or any of your pals get to go to any of the country-to-country night festival? I mean, it was a big, big event across Glasgow.
No. You know, it's hard when you got two kids, and my wife's already putting in enough work with all that it's hard for her to be able to get out and do that, especially what we're playing, so... No, didn't know anybody who was able to go out and make it happen, but it seemed like it was a fun time.
Well, I'd say your show at center ice with Simon Desprez was as good as anything that was going on a country to country anyway. Let's talk about the weekend. I mean, another 4-point weekend since February 2nd. We've registered points in 14 of the 16 games since that early February date. 11 wins in that time, 2 losses, 3 overtime losses or shootout losses. So it's been a really good vein of form for the Glasgow clan, or the Brayhead clan, I guess, on retro night.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, this is the kind of time you want to start heating up. You've got the playoff just around the corner. You're making that push, try to get up as many spots as you can. And I think the one thing that's a little bit different with this league, with the aggregate structure for playoffs, is it's not as much about having home ice advantage as it would be in other playoffs. It's about being hot at the right time, because it's just 2 games. If you're hot and you're playing against somebody who's not, you can make an upset against anybody in this league. So I think for us to have this confidence kind of going in the last few months of the year, it's the perfect time to do it.
Certainly the power play, the special teams has been hot, and that's something as a goalie you're looking at, you're watching that, you have a bit of confidence in the power play. 24.2% up to 3rd in the EIHL rankings. Speak to that a little bit, because that's lovely as a goalie to be watching all the action down in the other end, 5-on-4.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, it's nice when you're on the power play and the puck's not coming back at your end and you're wondering what's going on. But yeah, we've been really dialing that in and focused up a lot. So, and it's being rewarded now. The guys are getting in right spots. They're getting more chances. We're not just keeping it on the perimeter and not really creating a whole lot like we were early in the year when we had our troubles with that. So yeah, special teams right now has been great. Penalty kill's been amazing. Especially going against like Coventry, who has the highest power play in the league, and to be able to shut them down, I think six times or whatever it was that night was massive.
Yeah, it was massive. I think it was seven. Desprez took a late penalty, but
Oh,
the game
yes.
was basically over at that point. But statistically speaking, yeah, up to sixth in the EIHL penalty kill charts, 79.7. Big part of that has to be Chris Martinet. I thought he was sublime against the Coventry Blaze. Jumped into the rush a few times, had a couple of shot blocks, but it was his work on the penalty kill. Former member of the Dallas Stars organization, like yourself, Chris Martinet. So talk about the big guy, Marty. He was good all weekend, actually.
Yeah, he had a really good weekend. Having him out in the kill, like when you got a big body like that, it's all about positioning. He's blocking. I don't know how many had six or seven blocks this weekend, and just the angles he was taking to cut off, backdoor passes. Like when you have a body and stick that's that long, you can really take up a lot of ice, and it's just about getting put in the right spot and being able to anticipate. And I think he did a really good job this weekend.
So the power play, the penalty kill is going. Certainly the overall form is going. What's the mood like in the room? Like I was down there, I think it was right after the Coventry game. Guys just seem to be enjoying each other's company. There was some country music blaring, and it just seems to be that the systems and the learning and sort of, there's a what, 11, 12 new guys to the EIHL. You've all figured out the travel, you've all figured out the officiating to some degree, I guess. Is it just a measure now of, okay, let's get ready for the playoffs? Because it seemed like there was a real good buzz down there Saturday night.
Yeah, absolutely. Like even in practices too, everything just feels a lot more loose and happy. Guys are yipping and yapping, and yeah, if you would have came to our practice in January, it was kind of low and everybody was just quiet. But yeah, like when you're winning, it's a lot of fun to come to the rink. It doesn't feel so much as work as it's just hanging out with your friends, getting to play some hockey, win some games. So it just kind of changes the mood. Guys are more relaxed. They're just playing right now. You're not overthinking anything, and I think that just kind of aids into everything. Like with Friday's game, I thought that was one of our best overall games of the entire season, I'd say. I think just the way we played the entire way through was phenomenal against Belfast there, and like for them being a top team and for us to I thought full 200-foot game was phenomenal. So yeah, after the game, I was telling my wife, I'm like, that was just a really fun hockey game.
It was a fun hockey game to call. I mean, look, they're in first for a reason. They'd come off a Challenge Cup win on Wednesday night in their own barn. And the thing is, though, we seem to match up really well against them. Four wins and two losses in league play against the Giants. And does it feel like that a little bit? It sometimes feels to me like we match up for those big games really well, whether it's the Panthers or the Giants or the Devils. And sometimes we struggle on the road in likes of Manchester and Dundee. No disrespect to any team at any end of the table. But it seems to me so far, at least since February 2nd, we're matching up really well against the likes of the Giants.
Yeah, you know what? We've been really good against those top teams. When we come in, we know it shouldn't be this way, but when you play a top team, you have to elevate yourself. And you want to go out and give yourself the best chance. And I think we do a really good job at that. And the thing we get stuck with the lower teams in the table, like you go to Manchester and it's not a nice place to play. It's a small rink, it's cold, it's wet, the dressing rooms are terrible. So you have a whole bunch of outside stuff. So you're kind of taken back from what your job should be at hand. And those guys, they play in their rink so well. They know the bounces. They know how to sit back and just let you make the mistake and they jump in. And that's something that just kind of has bit us throughout the whole year every time we've gone there. So with Manchester and stuff like that, that's, I think, a part of what's going on there. But when it comes to playoff time, everybody's dialing it in right now, so we're ready to play against the top team. It's going to be hard. It doesn't matter who you play in that first round, so we just got to make sure we have that championship mentality these last couple of games.
And for you personally, I know you're more about team success and personal success, but 17 wins, 3.01 goals against average, 907 save percentage, and that 907 has come up the last month or so. You've really elevated your own game. So are you starting to get that playoff hunger? Because look, let's be honest, all of us who grew up in North America, we're still trying to figure out the whole league thing. It's all about playoffs where we grew up. So is that sort of something that as a young guy, and even when you played in the Dallas Stars organization, you kind of ramp up after Christmas?
Yeah, that's kind of how it is. You know, everyone's trying to figure things out at the beginning of the year. And over here, especially, you know, we had an entirely new team to start the year. So it kind of set us on that back foot kind of early on, and we were kind of just clawing back. And then we know the league is out of reach for us now. And that means there's only really one trophy for us left to win. So, you know, that's where all of our focus is going, is making sure that we're going to make that first round of playoffs hell for whoever we play against, and that we're going to end up down in Nottingham the weekend after. So yeah, it's just how it goes first year with everybody, and I think we've really developed as the year's gone on.
And how about you away from the ice? I mean, some of the guys have dogs, some of the guys do have wives and significant others, but you've got two young children. That's a totally different hurdle when you don't have your in-laws around or your own folks around. I know both your in-laws and your parents have come to visit, but you just made an allusion there that your wife does enough work. She's not going to maybe get out to country to country, but has that been a little bit difficult with two children as well to sort of settle in and get used to life in Glasgow?
Yeah, you know, that's always something you're trying to figure out. How can you make sure that they still have the best experience they can? Because it's not just about you anymore. As soon as you have those kids, you want to make sure that they're getting to experience life to the fullest. They're getting treated well, everything they can have. And my wife's been amazing. Whenever we have games, she's always taking extra workload around the house and with the kids. And that really helps me just focus when I need to focus. But no, we've been able to find a ton of stuff for our kids to do. We really like going to see the cows at Pollock Park. That's one of our favorite things. They got the babies there now, so the girls love it. And then we were able to get my oldest into nursery. So she's kind of adjusting to that life of a couple of days a week, getting to get out and mingle with other kids her age. And I think that's something we really wanted to do, get her more outgoing and more comfortable with people. So yeah, with little things like that, you're just trying to figure out ways to keep them enjoying it and still be able to produce well when I have to come to work.
So other than the baby coos at Pollock Park, I mean, you are enjoying life in Glasgow. I think all the guys are. I think it's one of those cities that once you get used to where things are and where you can get your hair cut and where you can take your wife to dinner, it's one of the best cities on the circuit, certainly.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's nice being able to live right downtown. Anything you want is easily walkable. There's a ton of different activities here that we've been able to find just by, you know, what was it, the hop on, hop off bus. Just jumping on that and you see all the different things. Like the Riverside Museum is one of our favorite things that we happen to find. And we found out maybe only a few months ago, but I think my wife's gone there pretty much once a week with the kids. And it's just little things like that. So it's a fun city, but like you can also, yeah, have like a family atmosphere while you're here too.
Yeah, it's really important. And I see your wife sometimes with the two little bows, and they seem to enjoy game night as well. I think game night at the arena is great for all age groups. And when your in-laws and your parents were over, did they enjoy the experience as well?
Yeah, absolutely. I think whenever I tell people, I'm like, you have to make sure you're there before we come out, so you can see all the fire, you can see the show that's put on. Because I think everybody at the arena does a great job at putting on a good show for the fans. I think it's one of the best openings I've ever seen for a hockey team. So yeah, everybody who's come has really enjoyed their time, and I think we've been pretty good, like hockey wise, while I've had visitors in town. So they've mainly been coming here at the end of the year when things were getting hot. So I think they've all enjoyed. You get to have some fun and then still have a bunch of wins too.
I know that the answer probably is, I know that the guys aren't doing a lot of scoreboard watching. I know you yourself, you've played at the top level. You're probably not going and worrying about anything above you or below you. You're just playing your own hockey. But does there ever get a sniff in the room after practice about, okay, well, playoff matchups, if the playoffs started today, we would be playing this team? Or do you think about, oh, we want to get to that position because we'd like to play that team? Or is it just, you know, day by day, game by game, Landon?
For us, like, it's kind of, we're going to keep playing and just see how high we can jump. it felt like the last 3 months we were in seventh place, and the only scoreboard watching was, when are we going to pass anybody? We went on, it was just catch up. And, you know, being able to jump Guilford was nice. But you know, there's so many moving parts at both sides of the playoffs that we're not going to have any idea who we're playing at till the last two games, I don't think. So, but the guys are talking, and we're excited with all of our matchups. And the way we're playing, we're not afraid of anybody. So we're just doing us. And as soon as the season's over, we'll have our week of prep to see who we're playing. And doesn't matter who it's going to be, we're going to give them a battle.
Yeah, you're going to have to play a good team regardless, right? It doesn't matter, you know, and even the teams that are in the top three or four, look at, I don't know if a lot of teams would want Coventry or us right now, teams that are kind of, you know, in the middle of the table or just below the middle of the table. I don't think anyone would want to play a team that has only lost a few games in a few months. So we're probably in a real good position. But it is interesting, though, because in years past, if a team was on a run like the run we're on right now, you'd probably leapfrog 2, 3, 4 places. But because the league is so good, even though we are, like you said, 4 points in 14 out of the last 16, we've, you know, jumped a couple of spots or whatever. But there's been years in the past where this is a really good run by the Glasgow Clan. And in years past, run like that might launch you up 4 spots, but it does talk about the league and the parity around some of the teams.
Yeah, absolutely. The quality in this league is amazing. Like all the way from like top to bottom. Like I was just looking at the last year's standings, and you saw Sheffield, I think, was 16 points ahead of second place, and then I think 16 points this year is between Belfast and us. So it's crazy the parity year to year. Just how good the league has gotten and how tight everything is, and everybody's beating everybody. There's never an easy game, and I think that's what makes it exciting in the league.
Have you enjoyed working with the youngster Lucas Bryan, who's certainly won some big games? He won a game in Sheffield, won a game in Nottingham, part of the GB setup, but certainly a younger kid. Certainly doesn't have kids himself. And have you kind of taken him under the big wing and sort of worked with him, enjoyed working with a young up-and-coming goaltender like Lucas Bryan?
Yeah, I love Lucas. He's been a great kid. He's very interesting. He likes his old music. He's an old soul in a young man's body with fun curly hair. So I like to live my life vicariously through him, because he's enjoying his life, and he's been doing great on the ice. Every time he's gone in, it's not like some teams where they can't play their backup because they just don't, they can't play. I know whenever Lucas goes in, it's like he's so consistent. You know exactly what you're going to get, and he's always going to give you a chance to win. So I know when he's playing, I don't get to back up as much. So I like watching the games and getting to see him just excel. I think he's got a real bright future.
And what about Coley coach Jack Hartigan? He's been a real nice addition to the backroom staff as well. Have you enjoyed working with Coach Hartigan?
Yeah, Jack. He just got in again after a little bit off. But yeah, working with Jack, he gives you a lot of stuff to do. He's got, I don't know how many drills. I think he said a couple thousand drills he could draw up, just depending on what you want. So the different points of the year, you work on different things. So we're very much working on this next weekend, like Nottingham, Sheffield, like super specific to the things that they do. And I think going into playoffs, starting to really dial in on the teams you're playing is what you have to do. Like beginning of the year, you can work on basic fundamentals or just little tweaks here and there. But I like his attitude and just the way he comes in, and he's able to, we come out, 45 minutes early before practice, and we really get our stuff done and then jump in with Corey and all the other guys. So I really enjoy, when Jack's in town.
So retro night, you would have, I'm sure, done your homework and done a little bit of research on the club before you put pen to paper when Corey was trying to recruit you. Retro Night just tips a cap to the likes of Matt Keith and Jonesy and guys that have come before you. Are you looking forward to putting on the old Brayhead sweater and a nod to those that have sort of laid the foundation so we can be here now and, like you said, have one of the best openings in hockey, and the dressing room has been refurbished. There's been a lot of good changes, but it's on the back of the work that's gone before us, both on and off the ice.
Yeah, absolutely. If those guys didn't put all the work in, back when everything started, this wouldn't have even been an option. So, you know, getting to put on the old logo, I think that's always fun, doing the retro stuff, because the logos were just always so much more interesting, I feel, back in the day than they are now. There's some teams that have pretty bland logos, So it's always nice to put on a different jersey, different logo. And then you see all those guys there on the wall of fame behind me during the games. And they're the ones that helped really start building the game here. So it's nice to give a little nod back to their time here.
You mentioned that there's Sheffield and Nottingham this weekend. So again, it's a tough weekend. There's no easy weekends now until the playoff final weekend. And hopefully we are at that playoff final weekend, because it would be a bit of history. Just one appearance at the playoff final weekend previously by the Clan. So it would be a big, big deal to get to that final four. But, you know, we've got to just play one game at a time. And Sheffield, not an easy proposition. They were the treble winners for a reason last year. They retained their core. We've had some really good games against them, but I believe overall 1-4 against them. The Panthers, I think, were 4-1 against, so maybe a tale of two teams in two different form books. But do you enjoy playing against both Sheffield and Nottingham?
Sheffield and Nottingham, you know, it's a big weekend. Sheffield, when they won everything last year, they're a strong team. They did really well in the CHL. And for us, it kind of helps you, like, build your game up, because you always want to beat the treble winners from the year before. And I lived there for a summer, so, you know, I worked out with a few of the guys, and I don't want them to have one up on me. And also with Rhys Kelly heading down there, you know, you don't want him to get anything when he's coming back to Glasgow. And then with Nottingham, they're just a hardworking team. You know, they had a lot going on last year. And for them to come and build a team like this and be as successful as they have been, it just really kind of pushes you to that next level, because you know you're never going to get anything easy from either one of those teams.
Sheffield and Nottingham at Brayhead Arena, doubleheader home weekend for the Brayhead Clan this weekend. Retro night coming up. Go to clanihc.com for your tickets if you don't have them. And if not, you can join us on Clan TV Live on the webcast. Retro night, look, we know you're a great line dancer. The Alberta Slosh was on Showcase last week. Is there any sort of retro dance you could bring to the table this week? I don't know, the robot, or is there something from your childhood that you used to break out retro-wise, 80s-wise?
I don't know. I might have to do the old shopping cart or the lawnmower, something classic, something simple. But yeah, I got nothing big planned for anybody this weekend.
Well, the big plan are hosting Sheffield and Nottingham, hoping to play well against two of the league's top teams, two teams that still believe that they can win the league as they try and chase down the Belfast Giants. But for now, on Retro Night, the Brayhead Clan, Landon Bull, thanks for taking the time to join us on Clan Chat, and I look forward to seeing you this weekend.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks for having me on. It's always a pleasure, and I'm excited for this weekend too.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.